I suppose we're making the call because we're seeing a lot of the women that we're working with are coming in, and they feel, in many cases, they're feeling unsupported at work, or they're feeling that they can't approach anybody because it's not actually being discussed in workplaces. Now, some workplaces are really good and others are not so good. And I think there's a fear on the behalf of employers. They don't want to talk about these things. They see these as private, and that's their own personal business. But actually, by not talking about it with employees, by not having different systems and support systems in place, it's exasperating the issues. So I suppose at the start of the year, we just wanted to put a call out to say that we're here, this is an issue that needs to be looked at, and we can give you support with that.
And what are some examples of the signs that employers should be looking for when noticing their employees' behaviour?
Yeah, and that's a really a big, when there is a change in behaviour. So there could be, that they're coming in, they're very sad, there's a lot of tears, they seem to have lost motivation or interest in their work, that they're withdrawing from colleagues, that they're not really talking on to anybody else in the in their workplace, that there's a drop in performance. And that's usually a really top indicator that the sudden drop in performance, that there is an issue. Regarding domestic abuse, the possible indicators could be, that they're being late for work, or they're over anxious about their timekeeping, having to leave on time, coming in late, going home early, that there is a really drastic change, I suppose, in their moods, particularly after weekends. Weekends can be quite vulnerable for and quite difficult for women. If they're feeling anxious over phone calls, or they're very hyper vigilance around their work or around people coming in. So they're all very subtle signs, but any one of those could raise cause for concern if it goes on for a period of time.
And the Donegal Women's Centre are offering employers support in this regard as well, I understand.
Yeah, so what we would do is just meet with employers and talk this out about what maybe strategies they can put in place. And they're all very simple. It's, putting in place support systems to allow an employee to support them. So when employers understand what needs to be done, usually they're very eager and very keen to put those support systems in place. They just may not know where to go to. And that's what we're looking to support them with. To be that first call to say, look, I need a bit of support around this. What do you recommend that we do?